The Fayetteville Underground, a complex of galleries and garrets located in the lower level of the East Side Mall on the Fayetteville Town Square, usually holds a formal reception to promote its invitational exhibition every month. But December is all about drawing holiday patronage. Artist Megan Chapman, the Underground's curator, describes a December collection in the Hive Gallery.
December at the Fayetteville Underground, we're very excited about it because it's art for the holidays. This is our second year that we've done a small, affordable holiday art show. So all of the studio artists here have sort of gone back through their collections, gone through their studios, found small, affordable pieces of art that could have been done last week or could have been done several years ago. So it's a really exciting time because it's a great way to get a piece of art from an artist you've been admiring, perhaps at a fraction of the price that you would normally see it at. So it's a great time to start building your collection. And it's just a really fun and exciting show. It's really eclectic. It's very lots of variation in theme and color and size. And so it's very exciting, and some of our works aren't even necessarily small, they're just affordable. So it's a great time. We're all very excited. So every single studio artist that has their studio down here has a section. We've got, I believe it's 7 of our studio artists are in the front vault, and 6 of our studio artists are in the Hive, and we each have our own section of work that you can come and view. And one of the most exciting things about this show is that it's a cash and carry show, which is unusual for us because most of the time you have to wait a month before you can come and claim your art after you've bought it. So if you see something that strikes your fancy the whole month of December, you can just tell someone you want to buy that piece, take it off the wall, and walk away with it. So it's very great. And we're hoping that people will give the gift of original art for Christmas. These are plenty of wonderful sized pieces to fit under your tree or to give yourself just as an art appreciator.
The Hive and Front Vault Gallery are showcasing work by Adam Campbell, Megan Chapman, Matthew Depper, Jennifer Libby Fay, William Mace Flanagan, Dwayne Gardner, Jan Gosnell, Sam Gray, Don House, Dana Eidlett, John Pevin, Doug Randall, and Sabina Schmidt. Across the atrium in East Street Sculpture and Craft Gallery, you'll find fresh stoneware created by Siegel and Haley.
We've just got a whole bunch of new artists that are joining us all the time or have just recently joined us and have more work than ever before. This is the work of John Sewell. He does these beautiful, elegant wood pieces. So we've got a nice selection of his work. We have these amazing baskets by Leon Niehaus. So we've got a lovely selection of his work. And of course, Ed Pennebaker has brought some new small ornaments in just in time for the holidays. So I think the whole gallery in general is just really looking fabulous, and we're really packing it in with top quality artists.
Across from it, the large Revolver Gallery is showing selections from past visiting artists.
As a thank you for kind of showing with the Fayetteville Underground in those early parts of our development. So we have got a lovely selection of some work that you've seen from those visiting artists and some brand new work that you've never seen before. It's a way for us to, just say thank you and as well as showcase this rich talent that has been with us. So we have dark, mysterious, elegant photographs from Thomas Patillo, a Nashville photographer. We have this wonderful painting by Marianne Wilson, who's been, traveling abroad for years now and making her art. I believe we're also expecting another shipment of art from her right now overseas. We've got Joanne Kaminsky's beautiful paintings on both sides of the E Street Gallery. She showed with us earlier this year. We have the highly textured, almost antique-feeling, dark, mysterious work of Christian Damar, a photographer from Paris, France, who's rejoined us. Next to that, we have the Institut de Loupe from Taipei, Taiwan. And I mean, just say these things like Paris, France, Taipei, Taiwan, Nashville, Tennessee, this, artist that's all abroad, and then mixed with wonderful talents like Joanne Kaminsky and her son, Jesse Kaminsky, will have sculpture as well. And, he lives away from the state these days. So it's just amazing. It kind of is a full circle moment for us to see this wide variety of talent that we've had. On the back wall, we'll also have prints by the estate of the late Steve Moore. So I know people have been wanting to get some of his work, and we've got his work again. We have the wonderful sort of almost day glow paintings of Matthew Lyman, that had a successful show with us back this past summer and has just recently shown at the Mullins Library. We have work by Christopher Baber from Hot Springs, Arkansas, that was also featured last January here. And then we have these wonderful photographs by Thomas Kapowski. And then we have, you know, this elegant work of Don Nybert. So it's just so nice to be able to get all these people back in the same room again. And we're, you know, there may be, again, this is cash and carry too, so it's not your typical show. You can see something that really moves you, catches your eye, pay for it, and it's yours.
Megan says, this is an opportunity to begin collecting noted artists' work you've been coveting. Speaking of noted sculptors, Hank Kaminsky stood nearby up on a ladder.
I have some new sculpture that's part of a new project that I'm working on called the Sacred Ground Project. And it has the words, "You are standing on sacred ground," embedded in the sculpture. I'm very excited about it because this project is bringing together ideas I've been working on for 40 years.
And your jewelry will also be available.
My jewelry will be there.
For holiday shoppers.
Absolutely. Yes. Priced bronze and silver jewelry priced from $14.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to everyone.
Another enduring project in the underground is a series of photographic portraits being taken by Don House for his Arkansas Series Fayetteville portfolio. Residents who wish to participate in this series may pay a visit to Don's underground studio and take away for just $25 their image captured and developed on real film, a Verge Lost Art. Gallery hours run Wednesday through Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturdays 10 to 5. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.